This is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week. Are you making plans or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for a waterfront musical debut or festival celebrations on both the east and west banks of the river, it's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. A lakefront concert on Lake Pontchartrain aims to bring more awareness to our state's coastal crisis. Acclaimed composer and UNO music professor Yotam Haber will debut his latest opus, New Water Music, performed by the LPO and hundreds of local musicians in an experimental arts project conceived by New Orleans Airlift Artist Collective. Yotam Haber is here with New Orleans Airlift co-founder Delaney Martin and the LPO's Rebecca Kane. Welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to be here, Diane.
Delaney, let's begin with you. New Orleans Airlift is known for creating experimental public artworks. This was your brainchild to bring together diverse peoples for an environmental cause. How are you hoping to bring home the problems plaguing our coastline to many who are aware of the problem but who may not connect as deeply because coastal erosion is not something they see on a daily basis?
Great question, Diane. And it's one of the reasons why we are staging this performance in New Orleans. Probably many of your listeners know the federal levee walls are not far from New Orleans, meaning on the other side of them, that's all this landscape that has kind of been ultimately written off as possibly unsavable. But if that's unsavable, then New Orleans is in deep, deep, deep trouble. So we wanted to bring both the plight of the people and the cultures that are changing on the coast to New Orleans audiences, and also kind of make them understand how this deeply affects them. I'm working with Wagner and Ball Architects, a guy named John Kleinschmidt, to create what we are kind of working tidally calling Net World. And it's an installation of nets. And it's also a metaphor, because within this installation of nets, it'll be really fun for people on the day to kind of push their way through and discover a table with Houma Indian Arts and Crafts, or a table from the Gulf Coast Restoration Network, or, you know, these anarchist kids working on the Bayou pipeline issues. You'll find all these people involved in these causes, and also find a table with artists who are working on these causes, whether they be photographers or sculptors or poets or playwrights. And what I'm trying to do in NetWorld is literally create a net that catches up all these people who might actually not think they're on the same page, but hopefully they'll meet each other that day. And just the awe-inspiring nature of this event that it will unfold out on the water will hopefully disarm people enough to say, hey, you know, you're a scientist, I'm an artist, maybe we can collaborate on something. Or, all right, fisherman, you have a point.
Can you talk a little bit about what is happening?
What has happened over the last couple hundred years is mankind has come in and changed the course of the river, created levee walls, stopped the river from spilling over. And so that's had an impact on our wetlands, not to mention hurricanes, not to mention oil spills and just industry in general. But what we're trying to create on this day is like a place for dialogue.
Now, Yotam, your latest score, New Water Music, is the centerpiece of this unique arts experience. What was the inspiration for this piece?
For several years now, I've been writing pieces that I think are in some way site-specific. And when I arrived in New Orleans not so long ago, I decided I really wanted to write a piece for the city itself.
Now, you are fusing different styles of music in this work. Tell us what you're exploring.
Ultimately, the work is my voice, but you'll hear snippets of a lot of things that I really hope people will find familiar. You'll hear a spiritual like Deep River. You'll hear a Mardi Gras Indian song, Shallow Water, O Mama. You'll hear various versions of an old slave song, 19th century slave song, called The Ship of Zion. This was particularly meaningful for me. I'm originally from Israel, and I have family who, during World War II, were themselves refugees. And in these last 2 years or so, where the refugee crisis has grown to such a level unseen since World War II, I think a lot about water, not only here in New Orleans as a conservation issue, but also water being the transporter to some better place, a tool that can cause harm as well as good.
Now, Rebecca, there are a lot of musicians involved in this project. Tell us who they are.
Well, we have the LPO. About 55 of our musicians are playing on this project. And then we have around 100 community musicians that we have recruited to join us. We have an annual event called Playdat where we invite amateur musicians locally to come sit side by side with the orchestra and perform. And so we reached out to that network as well as to many of the schools we worked with, some of the local groups like New Orleans Concert Band to recruit people to join us. And a lot of people were very excited about performing on a boat on Lake Pontchartrain. We have students coming from as far as LSU as well. We have Black Magic Drumline, local group, I believe, of Xavier students or alumni, and Big Chief Jeremy Stevenson of the Monogram Hunters, Belden Baptiste, the flag boy with Yellow Pocahontas, all the instruments of the orchestra family, plus a few saxophone players and some extra percussionists.
And two very special accordion players.
How is this going to unfold?
The way that this piece unfolds is a little bit different than most classical music in that there's a lot of freedom given to each musician. This piece kind of monolithically moves forward like a huge body of water, but within that monolithic push forward, every musician is allowed to proceed in his and her own expressiveness, tempo, style. It's like little ripples within this giant wave. That's, for better or worse, how I try to capture the essence of the wateriness of the new water music.
Yo, Tom will be on his very own conductor stand. We've built him a towering edifice upon which he can stand with flags and help conduct this piece. And so we have some musician boats and we have some dancing boats, but I don't want to give too much more away about what they'll be doing. But I do want to say that we're pulling on this tradition that they already have, which is the blessing of the boats in terms of their visuals. Again, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're drawing from the culture that's pre-existent, but with a twist, because Yotam's inspiration was Handel's water music and the 1717 performance on the Thames for the King of England. That had a lot of royal iconography, flags flying, stuff like that. So I've had this incredible team of women over at our shop making flags and flags and flags and flags and flags. And the inspiration is, I would sort of say, a royal nautical kind of vibe. So there'll be lots of flags flying and lots of shrimp nets doing ballet and things like that.
This is yet another example of artists coming together, using their talents to shed light on a serious issue facing our community. What lasting thought do you hope this experience will leave with those attending?
I don't have any illusions that our art project is going to solve these problems, but what I do hope is that by bringing all these different voices together, we can inspire dialogue and ideas of approaching these issues that might be innovative. And I think that's the most we can hope for. And also to drive home to New Orleans audiences that they are involved. There'll be food and information to see before the concert, and what they're cooking could be a problem in another 50 years. They might not have access to all these shrimp and oysters. Interestingly enough, some of them will be cooking what are called restoration species, the kind of species that will do better if this diversion experience continues to change our pH. So there's going to be some smoked alligator and there's going to be some smoked catfish to sort of broaden our palate about what the future might hold.
New Orleans Airlift co-founder Delaney Martin, composer Yotam Haber, and the LPO's Rebecca Kane. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Composer Yotam Haber will debut new water music with the LPO in a free public performance dedicated to Louisiana's coast and culture, presented by New Orleans Airlift, Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Seabrook Boat Launch on Lake Pontchartrain at Lakeshore Drive. Rain date, Sunday. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack. A new leader and major musical debuts headline the 34th annual French Quarter Festival presented by Chevron. Spokeswoman Rebecca Sell is here with the latest.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have lots of news. Let's begin at the top. French Quarter Festivals, Inc. is welcoming a new president. Who will lead the organization?
We are thrilled to welcome Emily Madero to the organization. Emily has been the acting director of the Idea Village.
Ah.
She will be with us for festival. and we couldn't be more excited.
The festival has had very humble beginnings. How did it get its start?
Well, this is our 34th anniversary. And when it started in 1984, it was a way to welcome locals back to the quarter. There had been extensive street repairs to prepare for the World's Fair, and people had put up with a lot. The first festival was small, two street stages, trad jazz, but it was popular, and they brought it back the next year. And here we are now, 2017, 23 stages and 1,700 local musicians. The growth is phenomenal.
This was the brainchild of former Mayor Dutch Morial.
Exactly.
Tell us, what is the appeal and what does it mean economically for the city of New Orleans?
We have Zydeco musicians, classical, rock, trad jazz. There's something for everyone, and it's free. Last year, our attendance was just over 760,000, and it was about split 50-50 between locals and visitors. So the economic impact is huge, nearly $200 million. It is the second largest event in Louisiana outside of Mardi Gras.
And all of this in just 4 days?
All of it in 4 days. And also, what's really special is that all of it is local. So the money stays in our community.
It's billed as the world's largest showcase of Louisiana music. How many artists will be featured this year?
There are nearly 300 acts, around 1,700 Louisiana musicians. With the exception, there is one small stage, the International Stage. It's at the French Market, and we do invite some European guests to perform on that stage.
But they perform Louisiana music.
In many cases, they do, yes.
Now, who's making musical debuts this year?
Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide.
First off, Aaron Neville is making his long overdue French Quarter Festival debut. He just released his album Apache last July, so we're really excited to hear that. In addition to Aaron, we have over 40 artists making their debut, and they come from every genre. Cedric Watson is making a Zydeco debut, Cole Williams. We've got Valerie Sassifras. Mid-City Ace is a trad jazz band, Love Evolution.
Yeah!
Papa Molly, we just announced his debut recently. Funk, guitar great. We are so thrilled to have him.
How many music stages will there be?
There are 23 music stages. And what's new this year is that we are expanding and moving our Jack Daniel's stage. This used to be a small stage on Bourbon Street, and Jack Daniel's decided to go big this year. We are building that stage just outside of Jack's Brewery. It will be a main stage with 4 days of music all day long. This is an exciting year.
Now, we're talking about all this wonderful music, but you guys also have special events. I see there's a centennial celebration of Ella Fitzgerald. This is the 100th anniversary of her birth, and also a tribute to Pete Fountain.
That's correct. Let Them Talk is our lecture series that's curated by Fred Kasten and Connie Atkinson here at WWNO and UNO. It takes place on Saturday and Sunday inside the old U.S. Mint, now the Jazz Museum at the Mint. It's a way to really dive deep with the artists. We'll have Irma Thomas talking about her personal history. We'll have the Pete Fountain tribute with artists like Tim Laughlin talking about what Pete meant to them. It's an intimate audience, and it's a way to get up close and personal and hear the stories behind these great musicians.
You also have a film festival.
Yes, we have a film fest taking place on top of French Quarter Fest. It is the Whitney Bank Film Fest at French Quarter Fest. It is at Les Petits Theatres. The films are all about Louisiana or Louisiana musicians. And what's very unique about it this year is that we have a new partner, Cinema on the Bayou. They are out of Lafayette, the filmmaker Pat Meir. It's his organization. They run a huge film festival in western Louisiana. And he has curated this year's program and put together a really incredible lineup. We have trailers on our website, fqfi.org, if anyone wants to check those out and get a little preview of what's to come.
Is there one in particular you can tell us about?
Well, one film was directed by our curator, Pat Meir. Sushi and Sauce Piquant, The Life and Music of Jerry McGee. It's a documentary film that tells the story of Jerry McGee, who was a guitar legend, And his father was a Cajun fiddler, Dennis McGee. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's played with Barbra Streisand. So we're really excited to not only screen that film, but have Pat available for a Q&A afterwards.
You know what else goes really well with all this music?
Food. And that's part of the popularity of French Quarter Festival. It's a food fest. We have over 60 restaurants participating, and it's very fine dining in a festival environment, but it's affordable, and it's very diverse. We have Diva Dog selling gourmet hot dogs. Bratjal is a new addition to the festival, selling his wonderful sausages. But you can also get Baked Alaska from Antoine.
How do we get around?
The 23 stages are spread out from Canal Street to Esplanade, and we go back as far as Bourbon. We do have a map. It's on our website. We have an app, and we have a print guide. So there are lots of ways to navigate and know where you need to be. It can be overwhelming, so we do encourage people to plan in advance. Check out our website, look at the map, figure out what you want to do, because there are quite a few choices.
French Quarter Festival spokeswoman Rebecca Sell, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Diane.
The 34th Annual French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, runs Thursday through Sunday. More info at fqfi.org. A new music theater festival opens this week on the West Bank. A six-year dream come true for producers Vatican Loki and Edward Cox, who are presenting the Gretna Main Street New Music Theater Festival. Two brand new musicals and staged readings will highlight the event in the new Gretna Cultural Center for the Arts. Vatican Loki and Edward Cox are here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I hear New Orleans is now among a small group of cities in the U.S. and Canada to host the Main Street Musicals. How did this project begin for you?
Well, it began 6 years ago when Main Street Musicals came here to produce a staged reading version of a brand new musical called Shine. Tony Award-nominated producer of Main Street Musicals and Broadway actor Tim Jerome came down here to perform the shows with us, and he also brought along Tony and Emmy Award-winning television legend Hal Linden as the star of the production. That started our six-year journey with Tim and with Main Street Musicals to establish a musical theater festival, an annual festival here in the city, promoting brand new works for the musical stage. All of the shows that come in on the festivals, they're brand new musicals, never been heard before, and we're able to bring them to you beginning this year.
And what are the two musicals, and how did you go about choosing them?
We didn't choose them, actually. What happens is Main Street Musicals in New York, they accept dozens of submissions each year for brand new musicals. Those musicals are put through a rigorous adjudication process with some of the biggest names on Broadway. Hal Prince is one of the advisors, Sutton Foster, composers Flaherty and Ahrens. You name a Broadway star, they're probably involved with Main Street Musicals. They winnow those applications down to three winners, and the three winners are sent out across the country to be performed on the festival circuit. Since we're in our first year, we're only performing two of those musicals. The first musical is called Move It and It's Yours by Bill Wheaton, David Finkel, and Sally Fay. It's a great little musical comedy about Charlie Ross. He's a middle-aged musician. He's trying to move on with his life. He's got a fiancée who wants him to move out of the apartment that he's in. And the only thing keeping him there is this baby grand piano that he's had for 40 years. The moving costs are astronomical to even get it out of the apartment. So he literally puts up flyers telling people, if you want this piano, you pay for the moving costs, and I'll give you the piano. Move it, and it's yours. This leads to a parade of people coming into his house, bizarre folks, who slowly remind him of why he originally became a musician and that it's never too late to follow up on those dreams. And we have a fantastic cast for that show. Wendy Miklovic, Solene McLean, Big Easy Award winner Michael Sullivan, Preston Mesh, who's a current Big Easy Award nominee. He's nominated this year. Greg Nicosi, and then our stars for the show are Chris Turgeon and Nori Pritchard. Nori's an old theater person who's just come back into town, and she's doing phenomenal work. She's playing four different characters, and she's doing them beautifully.
And Edward, there's a second musical.
Yes, the musical Gumbo. The librettist, Christina Quintana, is from New Orleans. And the music and score and songs is written by Brett Macias. This is for a more mature audience, more of a PG-13 audience, because of the subject matter and some language. It's basically the story of New Orleans before, during, and after Katrina. However, it also adds in the myth of Orpheus, Eurydice, and Hades in the netherworld. The deal is boss Hades has a nightclub called the Gumbo Pot, and souls are sent down to the Gumbo Pot for boss Hades. Boss Hades takes an instant love interest in Martha LeDoux, who is our female lead, the wonderful Adela Johnson, and her voice can lure more souls down into the netherworld, into the Gumbo Pot, while boss Hades is wreaking havoc via Katrina and bursting levees and such to bring more souls down to him.
Just let it slide, just let it slide, slide away.
Move It and It's Yours and Gumbo are being presented under the auspices of Actors Equity Association's Members Project Code. It allows us to have professional actors come in without having to worry about their professional fees, since this is a benefit for the Gretna Cultural Center for the Arts in Gretna. We have Adela Johnson and Don Lewis, Ronald Flagg, Wendy Miklovic, Solene McLean,
and two AGMA members, Giovanna Joseph and Aria Mason, who both perform in the New Orleans Opera.
These are staged readings. What can people expect?
A much more intimate experience than a fully staged production would entail. The actors carry the scripts and the scores with them throughout the show. There's minimal blocking, no sets, minimal costumes. But the heart of the pieces are there. The things that make these musicals musicals is fully on stage.
And I liken it to watching a live radio broadcast of an original musical. Over on the side, we have our piano/sound/foley desk for live sound effects being done along with our narrator.
What is your hope as you expand our area's theater and festival offerings with this event?
I'd like to see this grow into a 2-weekend event eventually, providing opportunities for young performers to be able to start their careers.
Festival producers Vatican Loki and Edward Cox, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much for having us, Diane. It's always a pleasure being with you.
The Gretna Main Street New Music Theater Festival runs this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the new Gretna Cultural Center for the Arts, 740 4th Street, corner of Huey P. Long Avenue in Old Gretna. More information is online, shows.gretnacca.com. That's our show for this week. Inside the Arts is a production of WWNO. Our program is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go Inside the Arts. I'm Diane Mack.